I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week we're cooking a seafood risotto, inspired by the 1996 film Big Night.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 30 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're continuing our series of dishes inspired by films about food.
When Josh first proposed this idea, the first film I suggested he check out was Big Night. A former colleague of mine had told me about it a few years back, and I knew there was going to be some really cool dishes we could cook from the film.
For anyone that has seen the film that is hoping we would have picked the timbalo from the end of the film, well, we weren't about to tackle something so daring. Instead, we decided to do a seafood risotto from the opening scene in the restaurant.
Brothers Secundo, played by Stanley Tucci, who also directed the film, and Primo, played by Tony Shalhoub, run the Paradise Restaurant on the Jersey Shore. The two struggle to find patrons for the restaurant, which serves classic Italian food without any tampering to fit the American palate.
The opening interaction with a pair of customers shows just what kind of problems they have getting people to understand their menu, and shows just how important sticking to traditional Italian fare is to Primo.
Wait, the risotto? Yes, go.
Oh, thank God. Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm just so hungry.
Signore?
Oh, that looks good. You got leaves with yours.
There we go. Okay. Down?
For sure. Is this what I ordered?
Yes. That is a risotto. Oh. It's a special recipe that my brother and I bring from Italy. It's delicious, I promise.
It took so long, I thought you went all the way back to Italy again.
Yes, I know. But it's worth it, I promise. You would like a fresh pepper or cheese?
No, I don't need cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
cheese.
Lots of cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Excuse me, didn't you say that this was going to be rice with seafood?
Yes. Yeah. That is, Italian arboreal rice, the best. And then with shrimp and scallop and...
I just don't see anything that looks like a shrimp or a scallop. It's not what I expected. But I get a side order of spaghetti with this, right?
Why? Well, no.
I thought all main courses come with spaghetti.
Well, some, yes, but you see, risotto is rice, so it is a starch, and it doesn't go really with pasta.
But I don't...
Honey, order a side of spaghetti, that's all. And I'll eat your meatballs.
Yeah, he'll have the meatballs.
Well, the spaghetti comes without meatballs.
There are no meatballs with the spaghetti?
No, sometimes spaghetti likes to be alone.
All right, then I guess we'll also have a side order of meatballs.
Side order of meatballs? This is fine. Let's just eat.
All right, then no meatballs and we'll just have a side order of spaghetti.
Primo, please, just... Come on.
I want to know for who.
Just make me the side order of spaghetti, please.
Secondo, I want to know for who is it for?
For the lady with the risotto.
What?
Why?
She likes starch. I don't know. Come on. I make it myself.
What are these people in America? I need to talk to her.
Oh, please, Primo, what are you going to do? Tell the customer what she can eat, huh? That is what she wants. That is what the customer asks for. Make it. Make the pasta. Make it. Make it. Make the pasta. Come on, let's go.
How can she want? They both are starch. Maybe I should make a mashed potato for on the other side.
Primo, look, don't, okay? Because they are the first customer to come in 2 hours.
No. She's a criminal. I want to talk to her.
You want to talk to her? Okay.
This scene is perfect and really had me laughing about how Americans think of Italian food.
This also really gives the viewer an understanding of the core issue for the brothers in the film. Without paying customers, they can't keep their restaurant open, but it seems paying customers don't want traditional Italian food. For the entire story, including what exactly the Big Night is, we suggest you rent the film. It's well worth it for food lovers, and Tucci does a wonderful job balancing the story and the food in this film.
Now let's talk a bit more about risotto. Risotto is a traditional Italian dish made with rice. The rice is going to be a round, short grain that is high in starch. There are a few reasons this type of rice is necessary for risotto. First, the starch allows the rice to develop a creamy consistency, which is key to the perfect risotto. And the round and short grain structure means the rice has a good amount of room to absorb flavor from the cooking liquid.
This is because the rice is going to be flavored by whatever cooking liquid you use. Now, traditionally, stock is used, and chicken stock is most popular. To cook the risotto, you will take heated stock and ladle it into the rice a little bit at a time, giving the rice a chance to absorb all of the flavor.
But why rice? It seems that when people think of Italian food, they think of pasta or pizza. Neither are rice-based dishes. Well, rice became a popular crop in southern Italy in the 14th century. The popularity of the crop spread, and eventually the northern parts of Italy, specifically Milan, started making rice-based dishes. The first risotto recipe can be found in the 1854 cookbook, Treatise on Cooking by Giovanni Viardi. The modern versions of rice we use for risotto all hail from the early 20th century, and in the United States, arborio rice is king.
Arborio rice comes from the town of Arborio, Italy, and is readily available at supermarkets. Other popular Italian rices like Baldo, Maritelli, Roma, and Padano can also be used, but may be harder to track down locally depending on where you live.
Now is the perfect time to get into our recipe, so let's cut to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started.
All right, I'm here in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen, and we're getting ready to start on a risotto, but very importantly, I've already finished all of my mise en place, so everything is ready to go when I need it to go. It's scaled out, and I've got a pot, just a small pot of hot liquid. This is a mixture of vegetable stock as well as some clam juice, which we're using because we're doing a seafood risotto today. So I'm going to start off with a little bit of butter in the skillet. And once our butter is melted down, I'm going to add to the pan our shallots. All right, so fairly low heat right now, medium-low heat. Just want to kind of get these shallots to where they're translucent. This should only take a minute or two. But the aroma is already starting to open up big time just 30 seconds in. This is where we start to build the aroma for the risotto. It starts with the shallots. And next, as I start to see this turn translucent, I'm going to add some garlic. And then just using a wooden spoon, stirring everything around. The garlic will only need probably about 30 seconds. Going low because we don't want anything to scorch. We don't want any bitterness from any burnt flavor. And the next thing I'm going to add is my arborio rice. So we're adding this without any liquid to start. We want to toast the rice a little bit. We're not going to brown it, but we're just going to open it up a little bit. All right, so we're just warming this rice through just for a minute, stirring constantly with our wooden spoon. And before it starts to brown, I'm going to add about a half cup of white wine. Oh, it smells fantastic. I'm actually going to go ahead and add another half cup of wine to the pan. So here in the skillet, what's happening right now is this wine is heating up. The rice, which is hard, is going to start to soften. It's going to soak up this wine. And I'm going to let it soak up all of this wine before I start adding my mixture of stock and clam juice. It's important that you continue to move the rice around as it cooks so that nothing is going to scorch. And we agitate that starch on the rice and it starts to thicken everything up. All right, so all of the liquid is gone from the bottom of the skillet, and at this point, I'm going to start ladling in the stock and clam juice mixture a half cup at a time. I'm going to continue to repeat this every time that the liquid dries up in the pan, and I don't want to go too hot. I'm making sure that the pan is not so hot that the liquid just evaporates. We actually want to work it into the rice. But like I said, I'm just going to continue to add a half cup at a time. It's at this point in the process where listening to someone make risotto is probably about as exciting as watching paint dry.
It's important here to make sure that you slowly add the hot stock to the rice and really control your heat. This is the main reason we are cooking this on our indoor range and simply grilling the seafood, because our grill doesn't have the control needed for this dish.
If you happen to have a grill with a ring side burner, this is the perfect dish to use it on. All of our grills here in the shop have infrared side burners on them, if they have a side burner at all. So getting them to a steady medium heat is going to be next to impossible.
Now, let's grill up our seafood.
So for our seafood, what I have here is 8 shrimp. These are 2125 shrimp, so they're a good size. I'm going to put them on skewers, so I've already taken off their shells and their tails. And I've also got a lobster tail here. What I'm doing here is I'm splitting the lobster tail from the belly side to the back side, but I'm not cutting all the way through the back side of the shell. Now what this allows me to do is crack this open and expose the flesh with a cut down the center. So now I'm going to work my fingers around the bottom of that shell and just free the meat a little bit, but we're going to leave it completely intact at the bottom so it will stay attached. But what this is going to allow us to do is get some seasoning, some salt and pepper around the flesh itself and expose a little bit more flesh to get the char from the grill. I'm going to hit this with just a little bit of oil, same with our shrimp, and then we'll just be seasoning with salt and pepper today. All right, I'm going to thread my shrimp onto the skewer and then we'll head out to the grill. We're doing our grilling today on a charcoal grill. This is a Kamado Joe. It's a ceramic Kamado style grill. I've got a nice red hot charcoal in the bottom, set up for direct grilling. So I'm going to go directly onto the grill grates over the hot coals, flesh side down on the lobster. We'll let these get a little bit of color and then flip them over to finish, both the lobster and the shrimp. Just another couple of minutes and the flesh is firm and opaque. These are cooked all the way through. I'm going to take them inside. We're going to dice up our seafood and finish our risotto.
Now, as Tom noted, we're cooking the shrimp and lobster visually, so just until it becomes pink and opaque.
But if you want more precise directions, cook it to 145 degrees internal temperature. And as always, having a good instant read digital thermometer is key. Our favorite is the ThermoWorks Thermopen. It's a little pricey, but it's never failed us.
Let's finish our risotto.
We get these shrimp off the skewer. I'm going to save half of these for garnish, and the other half I'm going to chop up with the lobster tail. And I also just want to give this a quick squeeze of lemon. All right, and then we're going to take our seafood here, as well as some Parmesan cheese and a little bit of parsley. I'm going to mix all this together in the skillet into our risotto, and this will be ready to plate. And since this only took about, not even 10 minutes to grill the seafood, this risotto is still nice and hot. So the only thing left to do is have a taste. And then you're going to want to season it with some salt, probably, maybe a little bit of black pepper, and you're ready to plate.
That does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this recipe, and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show. If you have a favorite food scene in a film, let us know what it is, and we'll see if we can recreate it.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we cook up a bowl of ramen inspired by the 1985 Japanese film, Tempopo.